Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, beautiful soul. I am a medical doctor who helps people recover from trauma and the wounds caused in childhood due to family dysfunction. And in this video, I will explain what adverse childhood experiences are and why a doctor would be asking you about them. The bottom line is this: stressful, traumatic experiences in childhood impact your health. Okay, maybe you already knew that, but did you know why? Because when we grow up with toxic stress, there are lasting effects even into adulthood, even if you've been to therapy. And more than 60% of Americans and 50% of English people have experienced something in childhood that puts them at an increased risk of physical and mental health outcomes. Now, all of this is based on the original ACEs study. So when I was back in medical school back in 1995, two physicians, Vincent Felitti and Robert Onda, launched a large-scale epidemiological study that probed the child and adolescent histories of 17,000 people. They compared their childhood experiences to their later adult health records, and they published the results in 98. Nearly two-thirds of the individuals had one or more adverse childhood experiences. That's the term they use to describe chronic, unpredictable, and stress-inducing events that many children face. Now, ACEs have a clear correlation with mental health outcomes across the life course. The World Health Organization estimates that 30% of adult mental illness in 21 countries could be attributed to ACEs. So, what are they? Well, adverse childhood experiences include emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional or physical neglect, witnessing a mother or a parent treated violently, household substance abuse, mental illness in the home, parental separation, divorce, or death, incarceration of a family member, or living in care outside of the immediate family. You can find out your ACE score totally for free. The quiz is on my website. Now, the higher your ACE score, or the more family dysfunction or even discrimination that you lived with as a child, it increases your risk of emotional and physical illness and self-harming behaviors.
High levels of trauma, abuse, dysfunction, and discrimination lead to an increased risk of alcoholism and substance abuse, allergies, Alzheimer's, anorexia, anxiety, arthritis, asthma, autoimmune disease, acting out behaviors, binge eating, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, compulsive shopping, gambling, overeating, criminality, depression, diabetes, fibromyalgia, heart disease, high blood pressure, poor immune function, infertility, lung disease, liver disease, early mortality, osteoporosis, premature aging, relationship difficulty, smoking, sexual risk behavior, suicide, and violence.
It's a lot, right? But not all stress is toxic. It's subjective. Stress in a supportive environment may not be toxic at all. It's the perception of stress that varies from child to child. So a serious threat to one child may totally disturb them, whereas something minor may be traumatic to another. It varies depending on a child's previous trauma, social and emotional support, their family history, and genetic predisposition. So stress can be positive, helping to guide our growth. Stress can be tolerable. While not helpful, at least it causes no permanent damage. Or stress can be toxic, which is sufficient to overcome the child's undeveloped coping mechanisms. And that's what can lead to the long-term impairment and illness. So not everyone who grows up in a dysfunctional home is screwed up for life. Children can survive and even thrive despite the trauma in their lives. And for these children, adverse experiences are counterbalanced with protective factors, which together have the potential to create resilience. Now, the factors needed include cognitive capacity, healthy attachment relationships, especially with parents and caregivers, supportive peer relationships, motivation and ability to learn and engage with the environment, the ability to regulate emotions and behavior, and supportive environmental systems. So the type of stress that results when a child experiences ACEs can become toxic when there is strong, frequent, or prolonged activation of the body's stress response systems in the absence of the buffering protection of a supportive adult relationship. So, what if there is no compassionate adult around to buffer that stress? Well, the biological response to toxic stress can be destructive, as I've said, over the lifetime. And these effects can actually be magnified through generations if the traumatic experiences are not addressed. So, my ACE score is actually 4, which explains why I experienced depression and anxiety. My healing and recovery process led me to arrive at real self-love and a life free from depression. So I know that we can engage in a variety of healing practices to counteract the negative effects of toxic stress. All of those are covered in my book, The Real Self-Love Handbook, and I teach them in my workshops and retreats and online sessions. Now, in another video series, I will explain how these toxic stress experiences lead to actual changes in the DNA and the impact on the nervous system, the immune system, and the cardiac system. For now, I hope this sort of helps you to understand that some of the health issues and emotional or mental challenges that you face, they didn't really start with you. And this is why the treatment for illness and disease may actually require a holistic approach, including trauma-informed treatments and body or somatic-oriented therapies. This is because the toxic stress lingers in your cells, your tissues, your brain, your immune system, and your hormones and your stress response have all been affected. So check out your ACE score using the quiz. It's on my website. And then join me for any of our live sessions where I answer questions, I lead healing guided meditations, and you can download them as well. I wish you much love on your healing journey. Vitality Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.